Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limone, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. New subscribers to Poetry Magazine also receive an exclusive tote bag. Get yours at poetrymagazine.org/totes4poets. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
I'm Erin Allen. It's that time of year again. One Curious City listener wanted to know what customs associated with Christmas are distinctly Chicago traditions. Well, if it's Christmas in Chicago, you're probably listening to this song,
This Christmas,
This Christmas by Chicagoan Donny Hathaway. You might be riding the CTA holiday train, and you can always count on the Goodman Theater for A Christmas Carol.
Scrooge, God save you.
Bah, humbug.
Now, this play is not necessarily distinctly Chicago. The story is set in London, and you can see it almost anywhere this time of year. But at the Goodman, it's been an annual staple for nearly half a century. I think that counts as a Chicago tradition. And this year, one of our colleagues has a cameo in the show.
Maybe they'll want me to be, perhaps, Scrooge.
Bah, humbug.
This is Stefano Esposito, features writer at the Chicago Sun-Times. And we're going to follow him on his journey through the show's Christmas past, present, and future.
My claim to fame is I'm the least successful amateur actor in Chicago.
Stefano recently wrote a column about his attempts at an acting career. After hundreds of failed auditions, one day, his luck suddenly changed. He got an email from the Goodman offering him a one-day, one-performance cameo in A Christmas Carol.
You know, I feel like maybe God's looking down on me or something. I mean, it sounds a little bit hokey, but seriously?
Now, he doesn't have any lines, and he's expected to write an article about the show, but that's beside the point. The real question is he going to do this holiday tradition justice?
I don't want to screw it up. I don't want them to go, oh God, what a disaster he was. We're not going to ever do this again.
So let's start at the beginning. Before Stefano even knows what character he's going to play, he has to get fitted for his costume.
500.
For his outerwear, he's wearing the top hat.
This is costume designer Heidi McMath. She dresses him in a mauve, plum, and burgundy ensemble.
The fabric of which did come from England, by the way.
Complete with, yes, a top hat, a cape, and real leather gloves, he looks like quite the gentleman.
Just to be clear, though, I am upper class, though, in this show.
You are a middle class.
Middle class, yes.
Upper middle class, how about that?
Heidi tells us that Cameo Day is a Christmas Carol tradition for the Goodman. They've had Chicago Bears star Brian Urlacher, Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley, Scottie Pippen, and now, for the first cameo after the COVID lockdown, Stefano Esposito. The week of the show, it still isn't quite clear who Stefano's character is going to be, but he thinks he should have some lines. I mean, he clearly has a real English accent. And 2 days before curtain up, Stefano got an email.
I had to learn how to say, how to sing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas" in American Sign Language.
Yes, he has lines in sign language.
Which was a little terrifying, and I still don't quite have it down. So I think the last thing I want people to think is I don't really care about doing American Sign. I do, it's just that quite a lot to learn.
It's the day of the show, and Stefano has three roles: a passerby, an assistant baker, and an assistant poulterer. And like any good aspiring actor, he gently convinced the crew to give him a verbal line.
Now I get to shout, "Get your goose, get your goose."
Christmas Carols is 5 minutes till vocal warm-ups. 5 minutes till vocal warm-ups.
On a cold winter's night in a stable forlorn, poor shepherds stood washed as a babe.
And now, it's showtime.
Places, y'all. Yeah. Right. Places, please.
To upstage right, please.
Get your
goose. That's us. Let's go.
All right. Awesome. To upstage right. Thank you.
This is Stefano's big scene. He's saying his verbal lines, "Get your goose."
Mr. Blodgett!
Is it ready?
Here you are, Mr. Cratchit.
He's handing a small goose to Bob Cratchit.
It's small.
He's walking off stage into the wings.
He was just over too quickly.
You delivered your line?
I said, I did. I said it multiple times. Although I think the first time I said it, like, "Get your goose!" Like, no, we're not doing Chicago. We're doing English.
Yeah, Stefano made a big deal about having verbal lines because he has an English accent. And then he delivers the line with a Chicago accent. But you know what? Nobody heard him. He wasn't even mic'd.
Rejoice.
Stefano's last few roles come quite quickly.
God bless us, everyone.
And then it's time for curtain call. This is where he gets to sign, "We wish you a Merry Christmas."
I'm just kind of sad it's over. It just like,
how was the signing?
I completely messed that
you
up.
Did mess up.
I was trying my best, but I completely.
It's okay. There were so many people on stage, you couldn't even really tell what Stefano was doing anyway. The whole thing was less about how well Stefano would do and more about creating a great experience for everybody.
It was an experience of a lifetime. I was scared to death before when I found out I was going to be doing this, and it was actually wasn't really very scary. It wasn't really very scary because people were so helpful, so much fun, and yeah, it was just wonderful. I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
So, did he do this tradition justice? Well, the cast got a standing ovation. So, if the Goodman never has another cameo day, I don't think it'll be because of Stefano Esposito. Special thanks to the amazing cast, crew, and communications team on A Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater. Y'all really took care of us. We got real festive this episode. Tidings, cheer, Tiny Tim. But how about a very different holiday tradition? Have you ever heard of the Christmas demon? Next episode, we're going over to the dark side of the holidays. We're going to talk to the Chicagoan responsible for ushering the monster known as Krampus into American pop culture. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
I think you should do this. You should do this next year.
Are you like passing it on to me, or are
no,
you
I
like?
I just think you'd be really good at it. I mean, I just have. I don't know. Have you done any acting before?
Yeah.
I had a feeling, and if you want me to coach, can you? What you want to try saying? You want to try saying, "Get your goose." Can you do that?
Get your goose.
That's not bad.
Get your goose.
Yeah, a little bit more from the diaphragm. Yeah.
Get your goose. Here.
All right, don't overdo it.
My name is Donald.
I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely